And before we move out into setting up clinics in the community, what were wards like in the 1960s?
Well, they were still mostly the old Nightingale wards with many beds on either side of the ward, although smaller segments were beginning to appear, very few individual rooms. People with diabetes, it was recognised, were, as it were, overrepresented in the hospital wards. I mean, at my own hospital, at Guy's, even at that time, something like 10% of the people in the hospital at any one time had diabetes. They weren't in necessarily because of the diabetes, but diabetes increased their length of stay and also increased their risk of having to come in. So that it was dawning on people that diabetes was really a problem that everybody was going to see. And I suppose this, too, was the beginning of the emergence of the diabetes specialist nurse. Let me just say, I've often said, without really too much exaggeration, I think the appearance of the diabetes specialist nurse is the most important thing in, for the person with diabetes since the discovery of insulin, and has made an enormous difference. Just the increase in numbers and the sort of long-term problems and the need for explanation, education, motivation, which is so important for people with diabetes handling their own disease, really drove that along. And it was really in the over those years and towards the end of them, really, that it became so apparently impossible to push on with the sort of standard old-fashioned diabetic clinic that one began to see the emergence of diabetes centres, which went on for longer than the half day a week. The most big hospitals ran their diabetic clinics in. I well remember doing a visit to a hospital, the Hallamshire, Royal Hallamshire in Sheffield, at the invitation of my friend John Ward. I was very impressed by the fact that they had people with diabetes who came up to the ward, outpatients, who came up to the ward every day with diabetic problems, which were dealt with by the hospital staff, who didn't differentiate between their inpatients and their outpatients. It must have been quite a burden for them, but they recognised that this was them doing their job, and doing their job for diabetes. And so it was probably no accident at all that that Sheffield Diabetes Centre was one of the very first that came into existence and led the way for many others.